Welcome to the Nathans and Roncast, where you're on the porch with me, Michael G. Ronstadt. We have a bonus section from our interview with Tish Hinojosa, and there's two parts to this, but the first one is her Linda Ronstadt story. She had a quadruple platinum hit in South Korea, I believe, but that song, Donde Voy, was eventually covered by Linda in 1993 on Linda's album, Winter Light. So, here's our interview.
And I guess I should tell them a little bit before we close here, my Linda Ronstadt story. When I got wind that Linda wanted to record one of my songs, and I was just thrilled, you know, so excited. This is like 94, I guess, 93. We were out in California at that time. We were touring. So it just ended up that our schedules worked out great. So she says, well, just come on over to my house. I'm going, to Linda's house. Wow. Anyway, so yes, we sat around. I played her several of my songs. She really loved Donde Voy. And, you know, then, you know, she's so comfortable to be around. And so we immediately, you know, were comfortable and had a really great, like, couple hours together during that thing. And then later when I was on the road, she knew I was going to be playing in the Bay Area and just, oh, and anyway, all back to the Donde Voy chapter. She invited me for when she was going to record it on Winter Lights, her record. She invited me back to stay at her house. And that time I was so worn out on the road. And so I got to her house and she, being the musician that she is, she could tell that I was just exhausted. And she said, just go on up, go to bed, sleep as long as you want. Somebody will be here to cook something for you when you wake up, you know, just go relax. And I think I slept for like 12 hours. And those two or three days that I spent there, she just treated me like a sister around the house. Like, hey, come, somebody would come over to talk to her about something and she'd invite me in on the conversation. And, you know, and anyway, she took me to the studio with her while she was recording the vocal. It was the most amazing experience, you know. Anyway, all that to say, she made me feel very, very much at home, which is how I feel with you guys, you know, and your dad. And your father, Michael, and Ted Ramirez, you know, that the whole Nashville, the whole Tucson circle of musicians.
It's our family. Nashville, you know, sorry.
Yeah.
It's my ideal Nashville.
No. Yeah. No. So anyway, so that's the story that I'd like to interject there about my connection with how all this started. And yeah, she's wonderful about staying in touch. And we have a lot of mutual friends and, you know.
Now that we've heard that short little story, let's listen to Tish Hinojosa's song, Donde Voy, from her album, Homeland, from 1989.
Madrugada me ve corriendo bajo cielo que empieza color. No me salga sola nombrarme a la fuerza de la migración, un dolor que siento en el pecho es mi alma que hiere de amor. Pienso en ti y tus brazos que esperan, tus besos y tu pasión. ¿Dónde pasan muy lejos de ti? Muy pronto te llega un dinero. Yo te quiero tener junto a mí. El trabajo me llena las horas. Tu risa no puedo olvidar. Vivir sin tu amor no es vida. De profugo es igual. ¿Dónde voy?
Now that we've listened to the song, Donde Voy, we have a little extra bonus. And Erin had a question as to whether she had a politician in the family. And while she answered that question, she cleared up whether there was a Tish Hinojosa from NPR, because I always get questions about that when I'm talking about Tish. So here's our little bonus. And after that, we'll just jump right into her song, Till You Love Me Again, from her 1989 album Homeland, which happens to be the same album that Donde Voy is on. So I won't be talking anymore. Enjoy this little extra bit and enjoy the extra song. Thank you.
Is there a politician in your family?
No, but they're down in the Rio Grande Valley, you can't shake a stick without hitting a Hinojosa. That's where our main family roots are, in northern Mexico, the state of Tamaulipas, and down around the Rio Grande Valley. So that's where a lot of my father's family and relatives are from. Our old Spanish roots are there. So, yeah. So there is a politician, and I can't remember his first name, but I always see
Gilberto?
Him. Gilberto. Yeah, Gilberto Hinojosa. So, yeah. And Maria Hinojosa, the NPR Latino USA woman, is also a more distant-ish kind of relative. Her father's from Tamaulipas, so I know that I know we have to be connected through our dads.
This clarifies something, because people kept saying, doesn't she have an NPR show? I'm like, I don't think so, but I bet she's been on NPR.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I can ask. And so you just clarified something that I was going to ask at some point.
It is. Yeah, we know each other. And I've been on her show a few times. And yeah, she's quite a wonderful, wonderful journalist and an interesting history that she has.
Till you love me again.